Can you explain what contempt of cop means?
Yes. It's an issue that has been around for some time. I know when I first became an officer back in the early 70s, I was actually trained not to take any back talk. You know, that was a sign of weakness. And so when a new officer is challenged on the street, you do not want to let the suspect or the criminal get the advantage. And so the officer is taught to, you know, to assert himself. And so we didn't know as an administrator, of course, that, you know, that was contempt of cop. And so a lot of people have gone to jail and charged with various criminal offenses, but in reality, they really go to jail for contempt of cop. And there is no official contempt of cop violation anywhere on any state's criminal statutes. But yet people are still going to jail for contempt of cop. And so over the years, this has evolved into to the point where now police departments are changing the way they're policing. I'm glad you brought that up. For the better.
Okay.
For the better. And you have, you know, people like Emily that are trying to make policing live up to this standard where, you know, the community are the police and the police are the community. And it's this partnership, and we hear this philosophy of community policing that has emerged in the 1980s. And we're trying to see this transparency that exists, and we want the police to be accountable. And so people nowadays do not want a heavy-handed police department. They want their police department to be accountable. They want them to be professional, and they want them to be held accountable for any type of use of force that they may use. And they want their laws, you know, they don't want this double standard anymore.
Right.
You know,
well, I don't want to stop you because you brought up a lot of things here. So I kind of want to separate some of these
sure.
as we go along, because I'm really interested in when you talked about this was back in the 1970s that you experienced this when you were a police officer. Was that true, the idea that you wouldn't take any back talk? Was that true only from people without authority? Because I think there's always been a history in a town where I grew up in where, you know, if you were a prominent citizen, if you were a politically connected person, you could talk back to the cops and that would be okay. But if you didn't have any power, you couldn't talk back to the cops.
Well, I wouldn't say that. People that were, you know, connected or middle class were given a free ride. But I'd say, you know, the tolerance level may have been a little bit higher. But I've seen officers, experience the contempt of cop on them also. And they, you know, the end result is still the same. You know, they have a charge that doesn't exist. And they have a trumped up charge, and it doesn't, you know, the consequence may be a little bit more serious because the middle class person has the resources to pursue it further, whereas
right.
the lower class, you know, person would just, you know, nothing I can do about it.
Right. They're a little bit, that may be the greater reflection of the unjustness of
yes.
the contempt of cop charges is that if you really don't have any resources to fight it, you really are you can get ground under by that. Okay,
yes.
so then as a professor of criminology, can we say fairly that maybe with all of the police departments that are trying to be more community oriented, that cases of contempt of cop are going down?
I don't know if they're going down as much as they're being reported more because of the technology that's available.
Okay.
You know, I think every officer has to realize that, you know, they can be filmed or videotaped at any moment. I mean, you know, the cell phone videos, you know, you might as well just get used to the fact that you're probably going to get videotaped at one point or another. It's just that likely now because of technology. Whereas before, you know, like in this particular example in Rochester, the officer, without that videotape, could have easily have explained his way out of this and say that she was a threat to him and this and that, put it in that report, and probably got the benefit of the doubt. But now with videotape, the benefit of the doubt, you know, is not going to go to the police anymore. It's going to go to that videotape, and that videotape's going to say what really, truly happened out there. And as you said in the beginning, you know, saying that, oh, the police, that the police officer said that she was a threat because of her standing behind his back. Now, without that videotape, I'm sure some of your listeners said, well, you know, that conjured up the thought maybe she was really close behind him. But when you look at the videotape, she is
way behind.
Oh, way. Yeah. It's not
nowhere near the cop.